Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Welcome back to the show. In the last few weeks, we've had some guests come into the studio from Fringe Festival. Last week was comedy mentalist Anthony Prizzuti, blew our minds.
I was obsessed with him.
He really was great.
He was so crazy.
Yes. Tonight, I'm going to be, I mentioned this earlier, I'm going to be hosting a Q&A. Mm-hmm. Or Fringe Festival. It's a short film, The Worst Best Man Ever. And that's going to be tonight at the JCC Hart Theater right off Edgewood Ave. And joining us in the studio is the writer and producer of the film, Philip Ramos, but also the director of this very funny film and hometown boy raised right here in Rochester, New York, Mr. David Wheeler.
Welcome, you two.
David, what's up, man? Welcome,
hey.
Welcome back to town.
Thank you.
You just got in from New York yesterday, correct?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. How does it feel to be home?
Oh, it feels great. I love being back in Rochester. I always say if I could do what I do in New York here, I would be back here. It's great to see mom and dad and just great to be back with the people and the energy and the food.
It's kind
the
of
food.
A, I, listen, not to, I know this is all about you, but I know one of my goals was always to bring a film back home and have family and friends be there. And your family and friends are going to see this for the first time tonight.
Yes, I've kind of been holding out on them. I haven't shown anybody the film yet. Just a couple people that have been to a few film festivals in New York City and a couple other places that we've premiered. But this is our first time showing the film in Rochester. I thought at this point, once we knew about the date, I was just like, everyone needs to see it on a big screen, larger than life. That's the way movies are intended to be seen. And I'm excited all the friends and family are coming out. And
That's how I met him. For the first time was when he brought his film home. So you might meet your new co-host tonight. Who's to say, really?
That's true.
I would love that.
Yeah, Breezy was front and center. I was really, it was humbling to see her show up and show some love. Now, Philip, I want to go to you real quick. So you wrote and produced this film.
Yes.
Where did the idea come from?
Well, David had this feature film called Groom's Day that we're trying to find funding for. And I was just trying to do like a prequel to that. To that feature.
Okay.
Basically, to use it as a proof of concept so that we could find funding to make Groom's Day in Rochester.
in Rochester, yeah. New York, which has been the goal for you, David.
That's the goal, yeah. I mean, I've been all over the country doing production, and I've always wanted to bring what I love and what I do back home to Rochester, and I think that there's just a lot of beautiful scenery, a lot of great talent here, and our day jobs are making professional production, so we feel like we got the tools in the bag and we're ready to just bring back
100%
home what we want to do.
And not to mention, you're in a town that has one of the oldest running film festivals in the world. I mean, we're coming up on 60, maybe longer than that, but we're close to 70 years, the Rochester Film Festival.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of the film festivals that your film has been in and some of the ones I've been in the past started 2, 3, 4 years ago.
Yeah, exactly.
So tell us a little bit about the film. What is it about?
Yeah. The Worst Best Man Ever. It's a proof of concept feature for a feature film called Groom's Day. And The Worst Best Man Ever is about our main character, Kevin, is asking his best friend, Sam, to be his best man. And Sam explains that he doesn't like his future fiance.
Mm.
A blast from the past kind of gets reintroduced. And Kevin is forced to make a life decision. And will he go left? Will he go right? And it's kind of our ode to turning 30 and kind of a coming of age movie for adults where sometimes you're faced with a life decision and partly are you making decisions based on love, or are you making decisions based out of convenience and just choice? And so we flirt with that idea in our version of a modern rom-com.
It's so tough for Kevin. That's so tough.
It's so tough.
I've been in 8 weddings in 3 years, so I can totally relate to you. To Sam.
I don't want to put you on the spot, but if you were to recant all those 8 weddings, which ones were out of love and which ones were
out of... We're not going to get into that on air, but we'll talk about that off the air.
You know what they say. I mean, art imitates life.
Exactly.
You know? And so doing this film, how long did it take you to actually start to finish, make the film? How long did it take to film that?
Well, the original idea started 13 years ago. And so what had come from...
You were really hanging on there, huh?
Really trying to get this one down. So The Worst Best Man Ever was about 2 years in the making. Philip had wrote it back in April of 2022. And he sent it to me. I read it immediately. I loved it. And he was basically like, we don't have to do this. We can change everything. And I was just like...
You love it.
I love it.
Yeah.
And then we were working on a show called And Just Like That at the time. And honestly, timing was just kind of the issue. We didn't have a chunk of time to like really just get this done. And then funding, of course. And so we spent like a year planning every detail of it. And then in June of last year, we had made all the plans. We hired the people. We got the locations. We did the thing.
It's a process.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we shot in June of 2023 for 4 days. And great cast, great crew, great locations.
Yeah, like so many people, man. You're probably like me. I talked myself out of doing something so many times.
Yeah.
You just have to do it.
Yeah.
And when you do it and it's done and you see it come to life, especially like you're going to do tonight in front of all the people you love, there's nothing more fulfilling and satisfying than that, because it really all started on a piece of paper.
Yeah.
You know, and I know, Philip, you are born and raised from where?
I was born in Buffalo.
Oh, okay, so right down the road.
Go Bills.
Go Bills.
Bills Mafia, baby.
I want to ask you really quick, either of you can answer this question, but the most challenging part of filming The Worst Best Man Ever, what are some of the obstacles you ran into?
Well, I kind of say that we didn't really have a lot of challenging things because we enjoyed the process like immensely. Like the week before we were shooting, it was like every day we had to do this thing, and it was like 12-hour days, but it was like, we enjoyed like every minute of like planning every moment.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Casting and the locations, and like it was all like a lot of work, but then it's like our dream to do this, so then that's really what we want to do.
If you guys are just joining us, we're joined in the studio live today by David Wheeler and Philip Ramos, who's the writer, director, producer of the film The Best Worst Man Ever, that is going to be at Fringe Festival tonight at the JCC Hart Theater. And I'll be, you know, hosting the Q&A, and I'm sure I'll ask you some of these questions again tonight. But I'll leave you with this. For so many people in Rochester, New York, you and I, we've had a similar path. We became friends in Los Angeles.
Yes.
What do you say to a lot of these young professionals and kids that want to follow in your footsteps?
Yeah. I appreciate that question, and I went to SUNY Brockport, so another local connection, and I still talk to kids there, and so a lot of times I tell them two things. You just have to do it. Like, you literally just have to do it. That's the only thing stopping you from doing anything. It's just going out and
just
doing
it. Just send it.
And then the other thing is, you also have to love what you do. There's been so many challenges to get to this point in my career and my life, and I think that if you don't, at the core of it, love what you're doing, then it's just not worth it. Go do something else.
Well said.
Yeah.
Well said.
Period.
Because, you know, waking up and doing what you love every single day, it never feels like work.
Exactly.
If you can figure out what that one thing is. Doors open at what time tonight?
Doors open at around 8 o'clock. I would get there probably around 7:45, 7:50. And then there'll be a photo opportunity so we can do a little meet and greet and shake some hands and take some photos. Then we'll get seated and the movie will start right around 8:10. And then... Moose will join us on stage, and we'll answer some more questions.
Yes, I will. Are you married yet? What's going on in New York? Have you found that special one?
Not yet. Single and
ready to mingle.
Ready to mingle, and the movie would probably touch from a past relationship in my life. They say write what you know, and even though Philip wrote it, it's inspired by parts of my life.
That's what
it
is. That's big tea.
Well, I don't know. I don't know the last time you've been back, but if you're planning on going out tonight, there's no more clubs in Rochester. It's all breweries. So
where are we going?
A strange bird.
Yeah. All right, guys, we will see you tonight. Thank you so much for coming in the studio. And again, congratulations on your film.
Thank you so much.
Amazing.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
98 PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Yesterday on the show, Breezy and I acted out the film Blue Valentine, starring the beautiful Michelle Williams and, of course, the dreamy Ryan Gosling. So talented. The film is a roller coaster of emotions. Anyone who's been in a really horrible, toxic relationship can relate to this film, so I totally suggest giving it a watch. Before Breezy breaks down the film, here's a clip of us acting out a scene from the movie yesterday at Mooster Peace Theater. Take a listen.
I'm so out of love with you. I have nothing left for you. There's literally nothing. I have nothing. Nothing is left here. It's over. It's done.
Don't say that stuff. Don't say stuff that you can't take back.
Shut up. Just shut up. I want you out of here. Go.
Oh, what? Are you going to hit me? Huh? You going to hit me? Is that it? Go ahead. Go ahead. Hit me. Go ahead. Hit. You know you want to. Hit me.
No, I don't want to hit you. I'm not the bad guy here. You are.
Go ahead.
You're not a man. You've never been a man. Get out.
Oh, explain to me what that is. Huh? What is a man? Huh? Oh, you want a big man? What's a man? You want me to start throwing stuff around? Huh? You want me to do this? What's a big man? Huh? Tell me.
Stop.
Tell me what's a
Stop
big
it.
Man.
Stop it. What the hell is wrong with you? You're at my place of work, you a-hole. I hate you. I hate you. I hate you so much. Get out of my life. I never want to see you again. You're garbage. You're trash. I literally hate you.
Ah! Cut. All right, so that was us acting out Blue Valentine. And I love that I'm doing Breezy's Big Movie Review with no Breezy in the studio. That's absolutely fantastic. Rotten Tomatoes scored this 86%. Breeze, you crushed it yesterday.
Thank you.
So here's the breakdown of the film. Ryan Gosling plays Dean. Michelle Williams plays Cindy. They live a quiet life, very modest neighborhood. To the casual observer, everything appears to be normal. But a closer examination reveals a couple caught in a downward spiral. They appear to have the world at their feet at the outset of the relationship. However, his lack of ambition and her retreat into self-absorption caused potential irreversible cracks in their marriage. I mean, the whole thing puts you on the edge of your seat. And you're like, I don't ever in my entire life want to be in a relationship like this.
No, it was really tough. It was extremely tough to watch. It was a tough scene, if I'm being honest. So I watched this with my entire family last night, which was uncomfortable for everyone involved.
Wait, so did you point out the scene that we did on the air?
They pointed it out to me.
Okay, so they
were like, oh, here's your scene. I was like, oh, God. He's like literally hammered.
Okay, did this movie hold up, Breezy?
Of course it did.
Yeah,
because you know what? There's so many people that are in marriages like this that it's just a tough go-around. And like kind of like our friend was saying, in the sense of like, are you with this person out of convenience?
Right.
Or are you with this person because you actually love them?
Right.
Big vibes of convenience last night.
And that's the thing. I mean, most people are in a relationship because they're comfortable and
right.
convenient. All right, let's get right into it. You said the movie held up, which it totally did.
Mm-hmm.
Who's your favorite character in the movie?
Oh my God, I hated all of them. Let's see. Probably the dog that didn't make it.
Right, that was your favorite. Okay, thank
you. Or the little girl. She wasn't really in it that much.
You really dug deep on this one.
No, for sure.
Did you have a favorite
There wasn't, to be honest, there wasn't that many characters. There was like six in the whole film.
Yeah, I mean, it saved him a lot of money.
Yeah, it did.
So, least favorite scene in the movie, or favorite, give me one.
Well, there was a lot. I think one of the things I literally hated about the movie was like the flashbacks were not that apparent. Like my brother was like, see, and now he's younger because she's in a wheelchair and he no longer has a mustache. I'm like, that's not, there's no distinction.
This could have been yesterday.
Of that, them being 20 years ago.
Yeah,
like
right.
What?
Because they look
He goes,
missing.
My brother goes, you know, like when you're younger and you're just like really clumsy and you're more likely to hurt yourself. I'm like, no, because she was in a wheelchair in one scene. I think one of the things that I took away from it was when she ran into her like old college, high school love, whatever, in the supermarket.
Yeah.
And this is what I took away from it. He was wearing the best dad ever hat.
Yeah.
He was wearing like world's number one dad on that baseball hat. And I was like, that's his daughter. That's his kid. I called it from the jump.
I know. This is Breezy's big movie review. If you guys are just joining us, she's breaking down Blue Valentine with Ryan Gosling and Michelle Williams. Breeze, what's the best throwback moment of the film?
I gotta go with the hotel.
I was gonna say the mustache or the hotel.
The future room.
By the way, that scene put me on the edge of my seat because I can feel every single emotion they were going through in that scene. They went on this little weekend getaway to try to rekindle their marriage.
I would barely call it a weekend getaway. It was like one night. She was like, please don't waste money on that. He's like, I already booked it. And it was the most disgusting hotel, motel I've ever seen in my entire life. My mom was like, I would never.
Oh,
I would never.
It's worse than the Tropicana.
There was definitely bed bugs in the space room. 100%.
All right, Breezy. Popcorn bucket score out of 5. What are you rating it?
Yeah, like it was good.
Here we go.
Yeah, like it was all right. It was definitely like a hard watch. I will say that out of 5, I'm giving it a 3.8.
Oh my God, I thought you were going to say 2.
Okay, great.
We're totally good with that. 3.8?
Yeah, 3.8.
For Blue Valentine.
Cindy was like, I don't know. I didn't vibe with Cindy.
Yeah, because she reminds you of yourself. That's
no, I am not Cindy. Cindy's not me. Goodbye.
PXY Mornings. How many of you listening are familiar with the new trend going around fridgescaping? It's when you decorate the inside of your fridge with baskets, pictures, candles. Yes, candles.
So bizarre.
Just to create a theme and make the interior of your fridge a little bit more aesthetically pleasing.
So bizarre.
I just don't understand why every single thing has to be aesthetically pleasing, because we are conditioned to try to be 100% comfortable all the time. And that's just not how the world works.
Right.
We need to learn how to be uncomfortable. Decorating the inside of your fridge.
What happened?
Well, I don't understand. Yeah. Where the hell are you supposed to put your pizza?
Yeah.
Especially me.
If there's frames in there and candles and air fresheners, it's like now you're just eating toxins.
And you know there are people out there doing it. But 585-252-9800. Guys, how many of you listening have actually done this or are currently doing it? Fridgescaping. Go on to Pinterest right now, Breezy. The amount of crazy fridgescaping photos you're going to find on there is wild.
It's really weird.
One woman had a picture of her entire family. As soon as you open the fridge, it's on the shelf next to the fruit.
It's like, I don't love anything that much to put in my fridge. Not even my day-old Chinese. Yeah, I don't know. It just looks, there's like pumpkins in there. There's little glassware with flowers in it. And I don't know.
You know there's moms out there that are doing this right now. And they're loving it. And their husbands are coming home after a long day and they're opening the fridge like, oh my God.
Think of tablescapes and like how beautiful those look on your table, and then picture it in your fridge. That's exactly what it is. Fridgescaping.
Hi, PXY, what's your name?
Weird.
Good morning. Hi to you guys.
Oh my gosh, what's going on?
Ooh. I'm so excited to be here. Okay, so I am literally one of those people who you were talking about, okay? I like to think that I am the person who actually came up with fridgescaping because, guys, I have literally been putting candles and decorative vases in my fridge since way before this was even a thing.
Stop.
Why?
Yeah, why?
What?
Why are you doing that?
Okay, you are missing out, guys. It's incredible. So you just go to the place that is responsible for storing the thing that gives you energy and health.
Wait, hold on. Can we back up for a second? What else is giving you energy?
Yeah, what?
You can be honest with us. What do you want, Joanne?
I opened my fridge this morning, and I said, where's that delicious frappuccino I'm going to make? Oh, and I just pulled the milk out, and it's stored in the most beautiful container. I'm telling you, it's just my fridge. I just already dealt with my fridge this morning, and this is the state it puts me in. I mean, can you imagine the thing that is just, I mean, look, all of us enjoy walking into a clean space, right? Especially like a hotel.
Right.
You'll love a clean, beautiful environment where it smells good. The aesthetics are amazing. So why shouldn't we give our food that's going into our bodies the same feeling?
because it's coming out the other end in like an hour.
Yeah, it's not.
So anyway, my fridge typically consists of colored bowls that are handcrafted from the Le Creuset collection, if you're familiar.
No, we're not familiar.
Oh, my God.
Oh, you've got to check it out. I can send you a link. And then I will accompany those bowls with something colorful like cherries or oranges or carrots, anything bright and vibrant. When someone opens my fridge, I want them to scream happiness.
You want them to be excited.
So much happiness.
Hell. So let me ask you something. You put actual candles and you light them and you put them within your refrigerator.
Actually, what I use, I did try that, but it was a little odd because then I would close the door and I'm like,
Yeah, right.
I try it, scented candles. But, you know, so what I do now, you know those little candles with like the electric, little battery-operated tapers? I put those in.
Okay.
I feel like, because when the light goes out in there, think about it. The fridge light goes out when you shut the door.
Right.
Let me ask you one thing. I have to know this. Do you have any photos of you or your family within the refrigerator?
Oh, yes.
My husband to stop. Come on.
Loves it.
She goes, oh, yeah.
Come on.
She goes, but of course.
Come on. A fridge is meant to be functional. There's a reason most people don't store random crap in there.
Yeah, this is so weird
like,
to me.
Decorating the outside of the fridge, I mean, that's one thing. That can spark joy. But decorating the inside is just, you're messing with the functionality of the refrigerator. That's what you're doing.
Yes, I am.
You afraid that your sense and dyes are going to go into your food?
No, I'm pretty careful, you know, and I've got the little snap top lids on things, but if it seems like it's a more moist food that, you know, that I'm worried that it could be more receptive, then I'll give it a little, you know, a little barrier. But for the most part, no. I mean, I use very organic, all natural stuff. I haven't noticed while cooking, like, that I've got an over scent of something.
Right.
Nothing has really bothered me. If anything, it's only enriched it. My husband, he's very much now into this whole fridge-scaping trend. He's so supportive. Oh, gosh, I love him so much.
Right. Hey, do me a favor. Tell your husband to blink twice if he needs help, okay?
Yeah, you're scaring me, genuinely.
No, but gosh, guys, think about this. I mean, come on. How many people are so miserable today, you know, because they can't find joy in the small things?
Listen, Joanne, I'm not here to yuck your yum.
You never are?
But it's just a little over the top, if you ask me.
It's totally over the top. What are you talking about? And nobody's saying it's not. It's ridiculous.
At least she can admit it. Yeah.
I mean, at least you're not in denial about that. Otherwise, you'd really be freaking us out. And you already have.
Well, you know, what's wrong with a little vase of flowers?
Hey, you do you.
In with your food to cheer them up. They say when a flower doesn't bloom, you fix the environment in which the flower grows, right? You don't actually fix the flower.
Joanna, do you have kids?
I do not have kids.
Right. And so people are screaming at their radio right now who have 5 children at home. They don't have the room for this. Are you kidding me? But thank you so much for the call.
You're giving me a great idea, though. What if there was, like, the kids could color inside the fridge?
We got to go.
You had just, like, crayons. You could wipe it free.
Yeah.
No.
It's an idea, but I'm just...
Not the kids keeping the fridge door open and all your food going bad.
You're the
That's
first person.
True. Okay, they can... You
Joanna,
can teach
Joanna,
them.
Joanna, I got to let you go. But thank you so much for your call. And I'm glad that you actually gave us some insight on how this works.
Absolutely nutty.
Thank you for your time. It's so fun to talk to you guys. Thank you for your work.
And stay positive. Thank you for your work. Okay, bye. Oh, my God.
Okay.
See ya. Oh.
What?
I need a drink. I really do that badly.
Mm-hmm.
Holly said, I really don't get this at all. Tell this woman's husband to blink twice.
No, yeah, everyone's blinking. We're all just blinking. Everyone's blinking.
You gotta fill that fridge with meat and cheese.
Yeah, listen, I think fridges have completely and utterly gotten out of control. There's computers on fridges now. Like, full-fledged, touchscreen with pictures and videos and movies. It's like, what are we doing here?
They're just plasma TVs. But I will say, I am impressed with the refrigerators that tell you when certain items are missing or need to be refilled. Jen is texting, and she goes, so... I've seen this trend. I have 4 kids at home. What person with a grown family has time to turn the inside of the refrigerator into a showroom?
Yeah.
How big is your fridge? I need all the room I can get when feeding a family of 6.
Exactly.
Of course you do. You don't got room for a family photo on the inside of your fridge. So sorry. her poor husband right now. He's got 14 locks on his shed outside just in case she gets any ideas.
She's not doing well. He's not doing well.
Hey, it's Devin's. Every afternoon, I've got new songs you might not know yet. Lots of throwbacks you've probably forgot about. And of course, the biggest PXY hits right now. Come hang with me starting at 3 right here on the number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's
better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported, 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.